He should have killed me when he had the chance, because now I'm back and I'm going to kill you and your whole team. You and them tits.
I'm not saying I would fight you. I said I would kill you.
When the lion's hungry, he eats.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the he wants.
This is where we hold them. This is where we fight. This is where they die.
You're scared, coward. You got man enough to me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world. Look at you, scared now. Scared of the real man.
It's the guy who's willing to die who's gonna win that itch.
I win! I win! That's my job! That's what I do!
A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. You've had enough damn rest.
This is what makes you a fighter.
I just never had to worry about nobody ever bullying me again. Cause I know I will kill them if they
The one, the only, the notorious Conor McGregor!
He's heavy!
I know he's heavy.
But I have strength!
And you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going, you hear me? You keep going, you're doing good, you keep going. Do not quit on me, you keep going. I know I hurt, you keep going, you keep going.
Never give up! Never in your life give up! Keep driving through the goddamn pain! Muscle through the pain! Muscle through the goddamn pain!
I am not like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I have something inside which is burning. And I look around and this is life and everything I see is not for me. I'm supposed to be something different.
Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired, he had personal problems, family problems.
He had no body anyway, Martha. In the battle, you find peace. When you go to war with yourself, you find a lot of peace. Because you know exactly who you are. And that is where the peace is really found for me.
You have to be willing to suffer to get to the other side. And on the other side of suffering is a whole other world that people have no idea that even exists.
I'm not clairvoyant, but listen. He won't be laughing. We're up here laughing. Everybody laughing. This is serious stuff. He won't be laughing Friday. This is very serious. This is very, very serious.
I don't want to see a smile on that face after the game. The ultimate disrespect is when somebody takes what's yours. And this is our game. It's our shot. And this is what the guy's trying to take it from. So that makes it shit personal. Let's go. Relentless out for 60 minutes.
Set a time to train at that time. Set a time to go to sleep at home. Set a time to get up at that time. Don't tell yourself you need to do something and then don't do it. That's what I was talking about with Ariel. I knew in my head I was saying, get up at this time. I didn't get up at that time. Train at this time. I didn't train at that time. Don't do this. I had that. Don't drink that. I drank it. And these all just infiltrate my mental strength.
Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you, and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of a change right there. That's the pain of progress.
He was in his Goggins mode by that time. I asked a cameraman up there, I'm like, hey, I said, how did Goggins look? And he's like, he's had his shirt off, and he was saying, they don't know me. They don't know me, son. And doing, saying all this stuff. I said, who is he saying that to? And he's like, there's nobody up here.
So he has like imaginary enemies.
Yeah.
That he's fighting again.
You clearly, I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot. You think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
Say that.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You
my
broke
back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
I think you almost have to have it to be Michael Jordan, right, for instance, who had a tremendous ego.
Huge.
How many times did just you and Michael have dinner in Chicago? Chicago has a lot of great work. Scotty, stop it. Scotty, stop it.
Get it! 18!
You don't know me, son!
Get it!
19! You don't know me, son!
Yeah! 20, you got some more in you. 21, yeah, get again. Come on, we want to see it.
Stay hard.
Thing about life, this is why you always must be ready. Always be ready. Never get ready. People go, oh, hey, what are you training for, David? I ain't training for When something pops up, I'll be ready.
For those of us climbing to the top of the food chain, there can be no mercy. There is but one rule. Hunt or be hunted.
Now, hunger changes your mentality. You go from being domesticated to being a savage. Hey, sure, you're not Dave the David. When devil goes to bed at night, make sure he checks on the bed for you.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work. A real man, when coach ain't even watching, he's studying film on his own. Because he lost the process.
When you become a savage, it's in isolation. When you train for a big MMA fight, or just a boxing match, you don't stay outside of isolation. You go in isolation, and that's when your mind changes, dedication changes. Don't use this time to your mind. Use it to gain strength, gain focus. Isolation is the key to strengthen your mind. Come on, savage.
Building back up my leg, going from rehab to home to rehab to home, because there was no outsiders. It was isolation, it was visualization, it was motivation, and it was dedication. There was no nothing else going on in my life, you know what I mean?
Begins today. It continues tomorrow, and it never dies.
When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads stopped dropping. And I started taking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was good. I don't live off that hope shit. I wish the water was cold. I wish the instructors keep on running. I wish the rain. When the enemy is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who you are.
Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing. The greatest things in life take sacrifice and discipline. And that's why so few people achieve great things. Because they don't want to sacrifice, they don't want to discipline for some greater. So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to? It's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them. That's the truth. So don't get mad later when you created your whole storm and then it starts raining on you.
I know all the warriors from Ithaca, from Charlemagne, Achilles, the number one warrior of all warriors. From there, Alexander, Napoleon, I know them all. I read them all, I studied them all. I know the art of fight, I know the art of war. That's all I ever studied. That's why I'm so feared, that's why they feared me when I was in the ring. Cause that's all I was annihilated, that's all I was born for. And now those days are gone, it's empty, I'm nothing. I'm working on spreading the art of humbleness. Can you be with me? That's the reason why I'm crying, cause I'm not that person no more. And I miss them. Cause sometimes I feel like a bitch. Because I don't want that person to come out, cause then they come. Hell, let's come on.
This is all temporary shit to me. I want to be forever proud of who I was as a man and change who I used to be. The liar, the insecure guy, the guy who can, whatever. I want to be proud. Like, if I die now, if I die at 80, if I die at 90, 100, I want to look at myself and say, I'm proud of myself.
When I was born with all kind of heart issues, lung issues, bone issues. So I had to get creative. I didn't have a lot to work with. A lot of you use that juice. You don't have a lot to work with. So you want to die all preserved. Make sure you die being used up. Find out what you have and get maximum potential out of them.
Line up those problems and confront them. Face them. Fight them. Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today.
I'm not negotiating with myself. Yeah. The deal was already made. I signed that contract with myself. I'm doing it.
I think everyone would love a multi-year contract one day, but very few people want to work like on a one-day contract today. Just thinking at the end of every day, if you were going to be fired or hired, I bet your urgency level will step up to 10 then, but why should it take a situation like that for you to step your game up? It's probably the same reason why you don't take much serious until you lose it.
I never fucked anybody over in my life. Didn't have it coming. You got that? All I have in this world is my balls and my word. And I don't break them for no one. You understand?
Yesterday I give you slap, Artyom, I give you slap. You eat this like a woman, like a baby. What happened now? Something changed? Or you with 30 people? Let me know.
And by Spartan law, we will stand and fight. A new age. An age of freedom. And all will know that 300 Spartans gave their last breath to defend it.
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win! That's my job! That's what I do!
When you entered the fifth round against Kelvin, you said, I'm ready to die.
And when I looked at him, and I remember, I call it Ese Diablo. He was looking at me, and he just had this like look, and he's just swinging his hands. And I said, you're not going to beat me. I'm prepared to die. And I meant that, man. I swear to God on my life, I meant that. I signed my death warrant right there. I was like, look, if this is how I die, this is how I die. But you see me, I was trying to get him. I was trying to kill him. For me, if I'm ready to die, I'm ready to kill. You have to be willing to give something up as well. If he had taken it to me, and if he had done that to me, and I didn't wake up, so be it.
I was gonna rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Legs is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Out of 100 men, 90 are his targets. 9 do the fighting. But one is a warrior. And what's funny about that is that when I speak to people, I'm not speaking to the 90 targets. That's a mindset. That's a mindset that you chose to just be a target. And I'm not speaking to the 9 people who chose to fight. That's a great mindset. I'm speaking to that one who said, I'm putting everything on me.
Congratulations. You achieved failure. Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been.
People are just too quick to say, Conor's picking what he wants, Conor's doing what he wants.
Picking what I want, and I am doing what I want. When you can rack up $400 million in revenue for the company, in back-to-back events, you can do whatever the you want. I'm living the whatever the I want life. That's the life I live. Whatever I want, whenever I want.
When I get you down, your face will open up. There is nothing you can do to stop me from coming at you round after round with the most malicious techniques I know. You will lose this fight, Daniel Cormier. I want you to believe it. Every ounce of training you put in leading up to this fight will be a waste of your life.
When you're hurt, how do you feel? You lay down, right? You take a second. You go, you know, you take your vitamins, you do your thing. When I'm hurt, I love it. I love that feeling because it's real. That's the most realest feeling that you could ever have, is being in pain, because everything else, happiness can be fake, crying can be fake, but pain? Shit. That's real.
Is there any limit to your ambition?
No.
Or any limit to what you think you can achieve?
No. Well, no. Because I think right now, if I was to quit rapping and I say I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I can do anything.
First of all, I want to say Alhamdulillah, God gave me everything. Alhamdulillah. I know you got this, you don't like this. Alhamdulillah. Tomorrow night, I'm gonna smash your boy, guys. I'm gonna smash your boy.
And I win. And something like, damn, well, we want to see him lose once. Or we want to see something happen because all he do is win.
That's what God wanted. Yeah. Mayweather fought Pacquiao when he was over the hill. Well, I'm older than Pacquiao. And then they say, oh, he fought De La Hoya when De La Hoya was over the hill. We both was in our 30s at the same time. You know, then they say, oh, he didn't fight Canelo at the right time. Well, Canelo, I was almost 40. Canelo was in. Canelo is the same age that Devin Haney is at right now. These are the things that, you know, that these media and these people write about. When y'all write, y'all really got to know the sport. And I'll say this on record.
And Annie, whatever you do, you got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this. And let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
Joe, in 16 hours time, this man is gonna learn that if you disrespect a person's kindness and take it as a weakness, you must pay. Tomorrow night, I'm gonna make this man pay with his life, and I mean it. You're dead in that octagon tomorrow night.
John, can you hear that, John?
You got your ass whooped today, buddy.
No, I didn't. You're pussy.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You're such a little...
I had you on your back. You suck, bro.
You're such a little...
I felt so weak. I'm glad to know that. So
most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific. But the only way I could be this person now is if I took that chance when I was 21, when I was dead broke and had my cars repossessed and all that stuff. That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous, and most people want to take the safe path. The safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
I really took the time to find out, you know, who the enemy was. And it's not that it was the enemy. It was the enemy. The enemy. The enemy.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
The major mental effect of testosterone is it makes effort feel good. Effort and leaning into pain and challenge actually has the effect of making the body feel soothed and good. It's a drive.
And it was a scientist that actually sat me down one day and just explained to me that you're never going to be able to lift that off the floor because the human body's not capable of lifting that off the floor. But there is one way. A woman who's driving down the motorway in a big accident, kids under a car, and they can lift the car off the kids. And why is that? It's the fight or flight scenario. I was able to create a scenario in my head that when I walked up to the 500 kilo, I wasn't lifting 500 kilo off the floor. I was lifting a car off of my kids.
Came in two words. You can't. And you know what my response was? Two words. Watch me.
You can't really give a f*** about what people say, no. Because everybody gonna critique everything that you do, no matter what you do. That's creeping to your mind. No matter if you believe it or not.
It's wasted energy.
Yeah, it's wasted energy. My first year in Miami, I was down there, like I was literally like, I wanted to prove everybody wrong. And I like literally lost myself in the moment. I lost myself.
Man, my father died when I was 10 years old. He had cancer. You know, he died like in 2 weeks, buried him on Christmas. Right after that, 19 years old, my mother died from cancer. My aunts, uncles, everybody in my family died from cancer before I even turned pro. I was a kid working construction, you know, with my hands, waking up 5 o'clock every day. I was like, you know what? I have nothing else to live for, so I'm gonna go 100%. Everything that I was going through when my life felt like like it was falling apart. It was for a greater purpose, right? So, but God had a plan for me, and I always say that. You know, God has a plan for all of us. It just so happened I had to grow up as a kid without a father and then burying my mother, and they never lived to see me.
This is your life, my friend. And I'm sure when it's all said and done, you don't want to look back and see that you wasted it. This is your life, my friend. So you stand up. This is your life, my friend. So you rise up. This is your life, my friend. So you keep going. This is your life, my friend. So you never give up. This is your life, my friend. You need to keep going. This is your life, my friend.
Everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what real beasts do. Everybody gets excited. E.T. the Guru story. But nobody wants to get up at 3 o'clock.
It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Rock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
Hours of burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Rock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. You're back. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Rock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going.
It was never about running. Why do you think I run? It's the worst thing. I hate doing it more than anything. It's the one thing I hate the most to do, and I do it like I love it. Someone's sitting in a room by themselves and they figure themselves out and say, God, this is gonna suck. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read or write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just did.
Stop being average when your potential is crying to come outside of you more than that. It's gotta mean more than anything. That's your name. It's all you got. Don't sell out. The pain that destroys you isn't this shit. It's later in life knowing you could have been more. And all that's left is you and the mirror and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your life, guys. You have every opportunity. There's no excuse not to be the hardest worker in the room.
And so if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no a million times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm one yes away.
Your tired body, that unmotivated mind, and get out there and do it anyway. You know, you better fight yourself, because you're not only winning when things are going your way. You got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. You got to figure out when your body's fighting you, when your mind's fighting you.
But I knew a lot of us want to find peace first. Some people say, man, you always talk about this suffering and pain and shit. I'm at peace right now because I went through that. You don't find peace first. No one really finds themselves without going through trials, tribulations, suffering, accountability. And accountability is suffering. Being accountable every day for doing right for yourself and the people next to you, it's miserable. It's hard.
The same thing, not a car or a person inside. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hey, this a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day. Stay hard.
There is a difference between passion and obsession. When you're passionate, everybody cheers you on. They're stoked for you. Oh, you found your passion? Awesome. Follow your passion. Live with passion. Be passionate. Chase your passions. Everything, like passion, 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 passion. Passion's good. Like, the world's gonna be like, yay, passion. When you're obsessed, they're like, why you gotta be so crazy? If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
Thousands of people from Ireland here on different part of world, and you tap in front and like, and you talk about like about warrior or something like this. How you can tap? Go sleep, go sleep. Like, and he tap, and I was like, okay, it's not enough. I need something. And I was like, and I see like some his corners, like, talk with me, like, and I think, oh, I have to bite his heart, you know?
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Damn, Ron, come on! What's the matter with you? There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Gain the weight, you the boss. Gain the weight, you fly. Gain the weight, me and you got money. We know who got the money. We don't gotta wear suits. The real men that got money don't gotta wear suits.
Do whatever you're gonna do, but you're not going to bully me. You're not gonna to stop me because my mother made me believe in myself. No matter how many people tell me, stop believing in yourself. Stop saying what you can do. Stop affirming what you're gonna do and then completing that in real life. That's the improper way to do it. I refuse to follow those rules that society has set up in the way that they control people with low self-esteem, with improper information, with branding, with marketing. I refuse to follow those rules. It's about truth. It's about information. It's about awesomeness. And the only luxury is time. The time you spend with your family. That's the only luxury.
How much more successful do you want me to be?
More successful.
How many records can my records break?
More records.
But I'm the best.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What the f*** does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
You're welcome.
It's 1 a.m. I'm going for my third workout. Do I want to go to the gym? Absolutely not. I'd rather, you know, lay in my house and sit in the movie theater and watch movies. But, you know, to be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
Life isn't always so fresh or so easy. But what's inside of there? A lot of groceries and stuff you buy, right? You got the milk, you got the, your fruits and vegetables and stuff. And all that stuff, man, very perishable. What does that mean? I mean, when you buy it, you better eat that, otherwise it goes bad. There's a shelf life to it, a time trial. Use it or lose it. And if you don't use it, then your investment in that product, you don't quite reap all the reward of that. So that's a little metaphor, I think, in life. Because life itself is perishable. You're playing basketball and you're shooting free throws. And you're at the line when the pressure's on you. If you don't constantly, when no one's watching, drill it and drill it, 1,000 buckets a day. When it matters, maybe you miss. If you're in the military, you're Delta Force or something. If you're not in the range, firing thousands of rounds. Well, then when you pull on fire, maybe you're not putting one in the head, one in the chest. Maybe you're missing it. And maybe in that split second, it costs you your life. All these things eventually will be tested. You have the time right now to prepare them, to ensure the skills don't get spoiled like some fruit and fresh and easy.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
See, the thing about life, we're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die, but our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever, but it's gotta be built right. And we gotta take advantage of the time we have right now. If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse. It's called the body weight beatdown. You don't need any weights for it. You don't need a gym membership. You don't need any barbells. You don't need any equipment. All you need is this motherfucker. That's your weight, your body weight. Last I looked, the person that finishes the race with their hand held, isn't it about the, how big they are, how tough they are, their potential. It's their perseverance. Meaning it's not about the dog that's in the fight. It's the fight within the dog.
Everything that you thought had meaning,
Every hope, dream, or moment of happiness. None of it matters as you lie bleeding out on the battlefield. None of it changes what a speeding rock does to a body. We all die. But does that mean our lives are meaningless? Does that mean that there was no point in our being born? Would you say that of our slain comrades? What about their lives? Were they meaningless?
Hey, we have more left. We can still push harder. We're not there yet. I realized, talking to a guy named Cameron Haynes, this race, 240-mile race. And I was telling him, I go, is this the new level? Is this the new push? So when I decided to do that race, it was in the back of my mind like, man, I've really become an expert at running 100-mile races.
Are you a good guy trying to be bad, or are you a bad guy trying to be good?
That's a good question. I think I am a bad guy that's trying to be good.
I feel like I fight from something a little bit different. You know, there's a dog inside of me. Either you have it or you don't. And I know that I'm a dog at the end of the day. I have a dog in me. I have a lion in me. I have a vicious warrior inside of me. It's who I am. And losing is not an option. This is not just a sporting event to me. This is my life. This is my image. This is my legacy.
I gotta say, I'm him. I'm him, guys. Guys, there's a El Matador. He is running away from a bull.
It's a dog fight. It hasn't been easy. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life, and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dogfight.
Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
When you have butterflies and you're feeling anxious and you have anxiety or nervous, that's when you're most powerful, I believe. And either you can, you're most powerful. So a lot of people, instead of homing this power and using it, they allow it to just consume them. You know, there's another quote that says, a big challenge or big pressure is like a fire. It's like a raging fire. Either you can allow this fire to consume you and just take you over completely, or you can gain control of this fire and harness it, and you blow it right at your opponent.
After failure, after frustration, after disappointment, be the person who musters up the courage to believe that a new attempt can bring a new outcome. Not because the odds are in your favor, but because you refuse to let it define your future.
Somewhere around the world, maybe in like different part of all, someone gonna train today to meet with you after a couple of years, and he follows same goal like you. You know, you have to know one day you're gonna come and you're gonna take everything what you want. That's why you have to stay focused every single moment. If you're a professional athlete, or leave this alone. All of this alone. Don't come like 50-50. This doesn't work in this game.
By dangerous, that implies I should be ready to threaten someone, to hurt someone.
No, you should be capable of it. But that doesn't mean you should use it. There's nothing to you otherwise. Like, if you're not a formidable force, there's no morality in your self-control. If you're incapable of violence, not being violent isn't a virtue. People who teach martial arts know this full well, right? If you learn a martial art, you learn to be dangerous, but simultaneously you learn to control it. Both of those come together. And the combination of that capacity for danger and the capacity for control is what brings about the virtue. Otherwise, you confuse weakness with moral virtue. I'm harmless, therefore I'm good. It's like, no, that isn't how it works. That isn't how it works at all. If you're harmless, you're just weak. And if you're weak, you're not going to be good. You can't be, because it takes strength to be good.
They were not! Their memory serves as an example to us all! The courageous fallen, the anguished fallen, their lives have meaning because we, the living, refuse to forget them! And as we ride to certain death, we trust our successors to do the same for us! Because my soldiers do not buckle or yield when faced with the cruelty of this world! My soldiers push forward! My soldiers scream out! My soldiers rage!
The young men really need to hear this more, I think, is that you should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no. Wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
Do you know the expression, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war?
Right, right, exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right. And so when I tell young men that, they think, well, lots of them are competitive. They're low in agreeableness, you know, because that's part of being competitive temperamentally. It's like, is there something wrong with being competitive? There's nothing wrong with it. There's something wrong with cheating. There's something wrong with being a tyrant. There's something wrong with winning unfairly. All of those things are bad, but you don't want people to win? What's the difference between trying to win and striving? You want to eradicate striving?
I've called on people I didn't want to be with. I've done things I didn't want to do, okay? It is not about doing what you love. It's about doing whatever it takes.
Attacking someone because you know that they have a weakness, but you're pretending you don't have one? You are attacking yourself. You are chipping away at your own personal sovereignty. You're chipping away at your own respect.
So true, man.
You can't respect yourself. No. You know you're a you're
but that's what
shit.
Happened, though, Joe, to me.
Yes.
I start looking at people realizing I know something about you. Because they don't want to talk about it.
Right.
I already know it.
Yeah.
If you're talking shit about me,
yeah.
I know. Really, man? This shit happened 30 years ago, 15 years ago. You still fucked up about that? Oh, man. I know something about you, brother. See, I get over everything. I'm good. It's water under the bridge.
The grind.
The grind does that.
Squeezes it
That's
out.
It. You're not grinding hard enough. If you're worried about something that someone did to you years ago, you're being to yourself, man. You're not getting out there and squeezing that fucking soul out every day.
Yeah.
If you grind hard, man, I got time to worry about your monkey ass. I got time to worry about you, man. Because tomorrow, I got to go back to the grind. And tomorrow, I go back to the grind again, and again, and again, and again. I don't have time to put you into the hate bank. There's no hate. It's all filtered out, man, through the grind. People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffering. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
I'm here with Mike Tyson in the ring. Mike, tell us what's going on.
Well, we fighting him off the Queensbury. I love to fight him tonight.
Hey, listen up here.
Hey.
They may call you Kid Dynamite. You mess with me, I'll put your fuse out.
Sign the contract, big boy. Sign the contract.
I'm about to give everything I got, and I will know if I don't get another gig, it won't have to do with the fact that I've done everything.
You know, if I'm gonna stop him, you have to kill me. This guy have to kill me. If I see him, if I keep seeing him, I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going forward.
Well, it's one of them. I'm from Brownsville, Brooklyn. I'm not afraid of nobody. In the ring or out of the ring, they got a gun or a knife. And I'll show him that too.
Mike, you're jumping around. You seem to be a little anxious.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull. And show the real world champion is the best fighter in the era.
You know, doesn't matter, Dustin, Tony, or other opponents, doesn't matter. When I go to the cage, I maul my opponents all my life, 27-0.
I never get tired. I never gonna get me tired, ever.
To be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless.
We gotta take these small actions over time.
Every day, it's just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better.
That's what we're all doing. That's what we're all doing. Making little decisions. Not just making little decisions, then taking action.
But you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes. Nothing is easy. When you put that practice in, every day you lace them up, pretty soon you win.
It's 44 degrees and it's nice and rainy outside. But no one cares about that. It's not about the rain. It's what the rain represents. Life is always giving you a test. Trying to give you a way out. Trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepared for battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you, it's your responsibility to find your new 100%. Take it upon yourself to do that.
Because I promise you, there is nothing I'm not prepared to do.
Fucking mindset is I will not lose. I will not fucking lose, man. That's how you gotta move in this world today. You will not lose, regardless of the circumstances.
There is no stopping that person.